Welcome to today's Wrenchcat Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Whereas many adults would benefit from additional education or training, including workers with some college credit who want to complete their college degree or another workforce credential. And whereas increasing the education and employment of parents or guardians...
Governor Terry Branstad signed an executive order Monday that aims to bolster Iowa's workforce into the future. The Future Ready Iowa Alliance was tasked with coming up with ideas to have 70% of Iowans receive post-secondary training or education. Governor Branstad says he chose to make the announcement and sign the declaration in Pella due to the various successes of the Career Academy next to the high school.
This is a welding laboratory, which Vermeer has helped the school system of Pella to provide. Before we came here, we were in the FFA room, and we've seen dramatic improvement, growth in enrollment in FFA. We see programs like welding, one of the critical needs we have.
Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling spoke to the importance of the facility at the announcement and its purpose in the district.
The vision for this career academy ultimately is not just career and technical education, not just STEM education, but really education for all. And it gives kids the opportunity to explore things in a field that they might be interested in, learn about that field, and maybe or maybe not want to continue down that road. So that's a great thing for kids to actually get an opportunity to take a look at what they can learn about and then ultimately decide that that's a path for me or maybe that's not a path for me. So the Career Academy is much larger than just career and technical ed. It's much broader than simply just getting more people in manufacturing or something like that. And what we're really wanting to do is create a better future for our students and better opportunities.
Terry Voss with Vermeer Corporation discussed why they were on board with the Career Academy project and how they aim to utilize students graduating from programs in Pella in the future.
It caught our attention in recent years when we started hearing statistics about 3.4 million U.S. manufacturing jobs that are expected to be open over the next decade. And there were forecasts of 2 million of those positions remaining unfilled. And so Vermeer takes that seriously and we take it proactively and we're intentional about pursuing that future workforce.
Senior Amanda Stanley shared the impact their Career Academy has had on her possible career path.
Ever since fourth grade, I've been interested in veterinary medicine, and so I recently decided to go to Kirkwood for their vet tech program. And some of the classes at the Career Academy I've taken are actually college courses, which is really nice because then I can get college credit and gain technical skills that I'll need in college while I'll still being in high school. And that's also very nice because then my college classes here will transfer to my college, and that's one less thing I'll have to pay for once I get there. So classes such as veterinary and plant sciences and survey of the animal industry have helped me learn skills that I need for the vet tech program. But I've also taken other classes here at the Career Academy that aren't just animal ones. I've taken classes about food, plant science, natural resources. I've even taken a class just about soil.
Branstad believes Pella may be better suited than most to implement some of the potential policies due to its strong standing, both in industry and education. And he's also hopeful other communities with less resources can bolster the state's workforce.
You have the advantage in Pella having some really world-renowned companies that have partnered with the community. We're obviously looking for partners all over the state of Iowa. Some communities around the state are blessed with more resources like that than others. But we're going to encourage this to be done all over, and we're encouraging communities to look for partners wherever they might be. Agriculture community is also another. Iowa is a big agricultural state. You have a really strong FFA program here, and the FFA programs are growing across the state of Iowa. This is another example. The community colleges are also actively involved and are partnering with a lot of the local school districts. Amanda pointed out that she's taking courses from the community college and getting a dual enrollment credit. Iowa, I think, leads the country in that, and we think that's one of the great opportunities, partnering, and that's what this is all about, trying to get K through 12 education, community colleges, our universities, including private colleges, Central College here in Pella, and the industry and business of the state and agriculture all working together to prepare people for the jobs of the future.
Once again, that was a recap of Monday's Future Ready Iowa Alliance launch in Pella. That concludes today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.